Find your place on the dial. CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Airwaves powered by your friends and neighbors. You see, I came up on a battle, believed in meritocracy.
Welcome to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I am your host, Dustin Rogers, and today on the program, the life of Manabu Saito, a composer at System SACOM who worked from 1987 until his death in 1992. During his lifetime, Saito composed or arranged 2,000 songs, most of which have never been heard or released. And over the next hour, we'll hear a small portion of his work as we examine the life of a composer gone too soon. It's another episode of Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM. Do with death. When someone we love dies, where does that grief go? It's so massive at first, weighing on our every thought. It feels like it'll never leave us alone. But eventually it does. Or maybe we just learned to shoulder that weight. But it's still there, it's dense, and it's heavy as ever. But we know how to carry it now, slung around us in a way that keeps others from noticing. While I was researching this episode of Square Wave, I found myself thinking about this. I considered the ways that each of us attempts to process a profound personal loss. And for one particular family, part of that grieving process was creating a website dedicated to the memory of their lost loved one, Manabu Saito. Manabu Saito was just 22 years old when he died. And as I read Saito's memorial website, naively hoping to make some notes for this script, even through the translation, the pain that his family felt when he died seemed like a finely honed blade, still sharp, even after years and years of wear, and their words, still etched on that site, they traced the scars where it cut them the deepest. There's one piece I was reading where Manabu's mother recalls that near the end of his life, when the doctor asked him if he had a preference for which arm to have the IV drip on, Manabu replied, quote, "I use my right arm to play the piano, so put the IV in my left," unquote. Imagine being his mother and watching that scene play out. And there are snapshots like this one sprinkled liberally throughout that family's website, which they named Cry of Lament. And it was updated many times from about 1997 to 2004 with new memories, poetry and letters, some artwork, primarily from Shizue and Akira Saito, that's Manabu's parents. What was immediately clear when I read this site was the emptiness that his family felt when Manabu Saito died of kidney failure on October 1st, 1992. What's only vaguely alluded to, however, is the loss that was felt by the rest of the world when Manabu's talented mind was taken away from us. On that memorial website that I mentioned, there's a photo of Manabu Saito standing next to Beethoven's grave. It was taken during his time spent studying music and composition in Vienna, and it's harrowing to look at today, knowing that Manabu wouldn't live even half as long as the great composer that he idolized. On today's episode of Square Wave, I'll tell you everything I can about Manabu's life story as we listen to his music and try to imagine where this young man's talent may have taken him, had his life not been so cut tragically short. You're listening to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. You're listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM. So far this hour, we've heard The Dome and Plagiarism, composed by Manabu Saito for a game called The Dome, which was released in 1988 by System Sacom. The versions we heard were arranged for the PC-8801 port of the game, although other versions of The Dome's soundtrack offered even greater audio capabilities than the versions that I played. On The Dome, I really enjoy how Manabu Saito creates such a chilling and sterile sound from the YM2203 FM synthesis chip inside most versions of the PC-8801 computer. Much of Saito's early work betrays his strong classical influence and training. Born in 1970 in Niza City, Saito first learned to play the piano in elementary school. When he was in junior high, he was introduced to Nintendo's Famicom system. Right away, he was hooked. but he felt disappointed by the music of those early Famicom games, which he felt was childish. And this, according to one newspaper article on the Cry of Lament blog that I mentioned earlier, this encouraged Saito to pursue a career in the musical arts. This was way back in 1983, when Saito was just 13 years old. In high school, Manabu Saito learned to program music, and he spent some of his time studying at the Vienna University of Music and Performing Arts. His mother recalls that on his first trip to the school, Saito played Beethoven's Sonata 31 in front of a highly respected teacher. She says she would have praised him for his courage if she weren't so appalled by his recklessness. Like I said, strong classical influences are evident in Saito's early work composing for video games, which he began in 1986 working part-time at System Sacom. The first game that he composed was Euphoria for the Sharp X1, and it immediately earned him a full-time position with the company when he was just 17 years old. Let's hear a couple tracks from Euphoria, Manabu Saito's rather remarkable debut soundtrack. You're listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We'll be right back. welcome back to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM. I want to say thanks for listening to community radio, and remember to support the station by donating during our Fun Drive Marathon every February. Without CKUW, my show just wouldn't exist. Who knows what other great shows need an opportunity like this too? That's why it's crucial to keep community radio thriving in Winnipeg. The songs that we just heard were from Euphori. They were composed by Manabu Saito for System SACOM in late 1987. Now a full-time composer at the company, Saito composed four original soundtracks the following year. These included The Dome, which I played at the top of the hour, Fire Rock for the Famicom, and a pair of visual novels for Japanese home computers. These were Soft and Hard Story and Chatty. The standout game from this period has to be Chatty, which released in November of 1988, for the PC-88. On Chatty, Manabu Saito begins incorporating samba, rock, pop, and jazz fusion in his music, which remains permeated by melancholy, don't worry about that, along with some new techniques and more advanced sound technology that was beginning to appear on the home computer market at this time. At only 18 years old, Saito was just beginning to flourish. It's almost unbelievable how quickly his talents had matured at this point. I've got music from Chatty queued up for you now. This version of the game features a more advanced FM synth chip than we've heard from yet today. It's Yamaha's YM2608, also known as OPNA. Listen to what Manabu Saito is able to accomplish with this instrument. You're listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Welcome back to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM. If you like this show, why not take a moment to subscribe to the podcast? You get access to every episode of Square Wave for free right now on your phone, whatever podcast network of choice you use. There's more than 30 hours of curated video game music and history to sink your teeth into, so why not check it out if you haven't already? The songs that we just heard were Opening Part 2, Bar, and Novel Generator from the soundtrack to Chatty, composed by Manabu Saito for the PC-88 in 1988. I just love the bossa nova style of Bar, and it shows a surprising amount of restraint for a composer who's only 18 at this point, but coming from Saito, it's really not a surprise. As we look ahead into 1989, Manabu Saito continues to ramp up his creative output, releasing 6 new video game scores this year. In order of release, they are Evolution, Providence, Yurei-kun, Velna, Soft and Hard Story 2, and 38,000 Kilometers of Void, or 38 Mankilo no Koku. It's a tremendous amount of music to come out of one person, especially if that person is responsible for creating new arrangements for each sound chip, as was the case with Manabu Saito for Soft and Hard Story 2 and 38 Mankilo no Koku. I decided that in order to do justice to this year in Saito's life, I wanted to play at least a few tracks from multiple games, and let me tell you, it is hard to choose favorites here. So what I've decided to do is to break this into 2 music blocks, starting with the game Providence, released in April 1988 for the PC-88. On Providence, Saito crafted an up-tempo soundtrack that leans heavily on rock percussion, balanced with a pop sensibility, to deliver one of the all-time great soundtracks on the system. You're listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. That was Opening and Spaceship by Manabu Saito, and you're listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM. The versions of those songs that we heard used the same Yamaha OPNA sound chip that Chatty used, but here Saito ditches the techno-noir aesthetic of Chatty for a more straightforward action score that fits the game perfectly. Next up in this two-part musical block, I want to feature songs from 38 Men Kilo no Koku, or 38,000 Kilometers of Void. When 38 Men Kilo no Koku released, it immediately became Manabu Saito's most important soundtrack by far, and it's definitely among his most famous works still today. It was also the first MIDI-compatible game ever released in Japan, which only served to boost sales for System Sacom. In fact, Saito's music was such a highlight that in 1990, Toshiba EMI released the soundtrack for 38 Men Kilo no Koku on CD in Japan. And this was a huge moment for the young Manabu, who was finally getting some of the recognition that he rightfully deserved. Let's take a couple songs from 38 Men Kilo no Koku before we move on to the final game for the program today. You're listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM. If you're just joining me this hour, I'm playing the music of Manabu Saito, a video game composer for System SATCOM from 1987 to 1991. Today, System SATCOM is best remembered for their Novelware series of visual novels. Some of these games I've already played this hour, including The Dome and Chatty. Contained in this series is also Soft and Hard Story and its sequel, as well as the final game I'll be playing on the show today, Yami no Ketsuzoku. Yami no Ketsuzoku translates a bunch of different ways, but the best one that I found was Bloodline of Darkness. And although these visual novels by System SATCOM weren't the first games in this genre, they were some of the best at the time of the release, and they heralded the oncoming deluge of visual novel Iroga games that would continue to be popular in Japan through the better part of the next decade. On these soundtracks, Manabu is finally able to let loose, displaying a deft ability to weave multiple musical styles together to create something original. There are still hints of Saito's classical influences sneaking their way into these songs, but for the most part, Saito has come into his own by now, embracing a variety of musical genres to create his most ambitious and technical soundtrack yet. So here they are, the final songs on the show today, composed by Manabu Saito for the Bloodline of Darkness series in 1990 and 1991. You're listening to Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM. Welcome back to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM. That was a set from across the game series known as Darkness of Kin, and they were composed and arranged by Manabu Saito using the PC8801 OPNA chip. After this point, and probably still while working on the Darkness of Kin series, something changed for Manabu Saito. Although he was just 20 years old, his health began to decline. I don't have many details about the disease that afflicted Saito, but it's clear that he was becoming very sick. Saito was hospitalized in late 1990. He made quick friends with the nurses around his age and even proudly presented the hospital staff with copies of his 38 Mankilo no Koku CD. When Manabu was hospitalized, he begged the hospital not to insert an IV needle into his right arm because he would no longer be able to play the piano. At the beginning, his wishes for this were granted, but toward the end, this was a luxury that he could no longer afford. In March 1991, Saito had one of his kidneys removed. Although the doctors were impressed by the young man's recovery, his illness did not improve dramatically, and on October 1st, 1992, Manabu Saito died of kidney failure, bringing an end to his brief and talented existence. On the one-year anniversary of his death, Saito's family arranged a public tribute concert in his memory. The concert featured Saito's friends and family performing music from Beethoven, playing Saito's original compositions, and performing their own musical homages. One particularly moving moment came when Manabu Saito's mother, Shizue, performed a song that she had written in memory of her late son. Years later, she was able to transcribe the lyrics to her family's memorial website for Manabu Saito, and even with this rough translation, I was incredibly touched when I read it. You can feel Shizue's anger and agony over the loss of her son. For the final note today on Manabu Saito, I want to read Shizue's song to you. Although I don't have the music or the tune, I think it's important to include this, as it's a reminder of how easy it is for us to imagine the potential that was lost when Manabu Saito died, but what his family lost was the furthest thing from potential. This is My Son, written by Shizue Saito for her son, Manabu. My son, you were kind to me when I was sick. I can't leave your bedside. While I was watching the IV drip, we talked all about music. We talked day after day. My son, let's live without giving up hope. Shall we go to the opera this fall? Should we listen to Pellini? All these fun stories. I listened to the tapes night after night. You said thoughtfully, my mother nurtured my talent. I'm grateful that our house was warm. Even though the pain in your back was increasing day by day. My son, that autumn morning, to my unconscious ear, I'm sorry I can't die with you. I apologized. You passed away silently and alone. Your mother cries every autumn, autumn after autumn. Son, on a winter night, when the city is frozen, on a stage lined with stars, you play the tempest in the ears of your mother who never sleeps. Like an endless aurora, it sparkles fleetingly and continues to flow. Thanks for listening to Square Wave today. This episode was pretty unique for its emotional slant, but I believe that part of my role on the show is not to just restate facts, but to color them, sometimes with vivid hues, to make them come to life. If you like the show, you can get every episode right now on your podcast platform of choice. Square Wave is written and hosted by me, Dustin Rogers. The show's theme was composed by Spaceman Fantastiques. Thanks again for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio right here on CKW 95.9 FM.
That's radio, passionate, genuine, personal. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hi, this is one of your hosts, Kaylee, from Destination Moon radio program, where we play fun and obscure 50s and 60s records every Monday night. We have a new time slot from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. So please join us.